Hello everyone, my name is Nasim and I'm from Zabonshanas. Today I'm decided to participate to challenge of Let's Talk and hope you enjoy it. Okay, the Kaizen Way. Lesson 9 of Power English was about the Kaizen Way and I'm going to talk about that to you and get information of that. Okay, Kaizen is a Japanese word and AJ Hawk used it in English a little bit. Kaizen means small improvements over time and is opposite of innovation. Innovation means a sudden, a big improvement. For example, if you study English intensely for 1 or 2 months, you would make a big, a huge, a sudden improvement. Now, if you study English for 20 minutes every day, you improvement just a little bit, but that is the secret of success. Because after 1 week, or 1 month, or 2 years, you will make a huge change just by making little tiny improvements over time, and that's the idea of Kaizen. In other words, when you do something creative, for example, paint a picture, write a book, or build a house, or present a lecture, you have no idea where to start, and you're confused, you're hopeless. And maybe you say to yourself, oh my god, why don't I have any idea? Why don't I have any creatively? Why don't I know what to do? Lord, help me. Okay, this is where you were totally frustrated and tired. But the Kaizen Way can help you summon your powers of inspiration. You can get plan to launch creative ideas. Not force your brain, not. You must ask yourself a small questions. To launch the imaginative process, for example, how could I improve this book this week a little bit? How could I improve my pronunciation this week? And etc. You must asking yourself questions that manage your improvement in short periods of time, not questions that about 1 year later or more, because it huge goals and make you anxious and worry about the process of learning English. Okay, again, remind to all of you that set questions which about short-term goals, for example, 1 week, no more. Because the small questions seem so easy and your brain will say, oh, I can do it, that's easy. Okay, this technique is very powerful and you can use it for anything. And don't forget that these questions must repeat every day again and again and again. It make your brain find answer the questions. Keep asking questions, your brain will give you answer and better and better and better anytime, and these improvements start to grow. Accordingly, anytime you have projects or work or everything that seems difficult to you, you use the Kaizen Way. You try it. Okay, and let's talk about a tiny of myself. This lesson very, very, very useful for me. Because I'm very idealistic and for do my work, I've planned heavily that most of the time I was defeated. I was failed. In Persian, we have a proverb that says, great stone is not a sign. When we have huge goals of our life, we must all of them broke to small goals, so make us comfortable the rich goals. Okay, for this matter, I offer to all of you that choose an office and one page, you write a list of the small goals 1 week or this week. And then according to Kaizen Way, you must rate small questions for improvement 1 week, and every day you answer them. And in two-page draw a table based on the days of the week in order to manage whole week. And every day you write things that you do to make your improvement. Okay, this was just a suggestion and you don't have to do it. Okay. That's it. Hope you enjoy it and goodbye. Goodbye.